Well, you may remember the My Little Pony cartoon from the 1980s. Lots of children loved them. They had the toy ponies in all different colours and characters. Well, a new cartoon was broadcast in 2010, Generation 4 of the Ponies, and it's encouraged a whole new generation of fans. And this weekend, more than 1,000 of them will be in Manchester for a big convention at the Bridgewater Hall. And with a couple of them, Clint, who's travelled from Holland, and also Antti, who's travelled from Finland. So, Antti, just tell us what's going to be happening at this convention.
There's going to be panels, there's going to be vendors, there's going to be partying, music, all kinds of events, and a lot of friends meeting each other and having a lot of fun.
And Clint, you've been meeting up with a few people here. You've got Wings on in terms of your favourite pony. There was another guy before. He had a My Little Pony on his back. So why is it that you're interested?
Now, because of this, friends. It's easy to make friends in the pony community. We don't judge each other for what we are. We're on the same line, and we enjoy the show, make friends, have some fun time.
And it's a fairly unique interest, isn't it? Because most people would say, well, isn't that My Little Pony popular with girls mostly?
It's seen as something like for homosexuals, but it isn't. There's lots of adult stuff in it that adults understand. It's even children of 7 years old don't understand those things, not like adults. And it is maybe for children, but it's like Disney. Disney's for everyone.
And like in Disney film, there's different layers, isn't there? There's jokes that the adults would get. And what about the stories with My Little Pony? What is it you like about the stories?
It's always fun. And the story starts normal, something goes terribly wrong, and it's always a happy ending. It's not that easy stuff about girls and boys, love. Those things are way too easy, way too girly. This is more about things in life that may happen and how you react to it and how it can be resolved.
And Antti, people might be surprised that so many people are travelling from all over the world to Manchester to have this convention. Is this something that has developed over the last couple of years since the new series?
Yes, the new series started late 2010, and only the last couple of years that we've had this brony fandom develop. And now we have a lot of conventions. Most of them are in America, but we have a few big ones in Europe, and this I think is the biggest. This one in Manchester.
And you've been to previous ones, haven't you? You'd said to me before you used to be a Trekkie. Is it that similar kind of interest and obsession?
Yes, it's we're basically like a geek fandom for mostly men, but there are also women, and it's family friendly, so everyone is accepted. But we just make friends and have fun and enjoy what we like.